You're listening to the Who Cares News for Wednesday, January 8th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we haven't done this since last year, which was just a couple of days ago. But let's share some random facts for today. It's Wednesday, shall we?
Why not?
Only about 15% of the buildings in the United States with more than 13 stories actually have a 13th floor because, of course, superstition.
Because I know.
I can't remember ever getting into an elevator and seeing a 13th floor.
I think I have.
Before Michael Douglas got the part of Gordon Greco in Wall Street, it was offered to Warren Beatty.
No.
He turned it down, as did Richard Gere.
What?
Can you imagine anybody but Michael Douglas, you know, being in Wall Street? That was crazy.
No.
Crazy.
I can almost imagine Richard Gere, but Michael Douglas, yeah, he's the one.
Hey, there's a video game based on the TV show Home Improvement. Remember that? It was for the Super Nintendo in 1994.
There was?
Yes, there was. It didn't come with an instruction manual. It just said, real men don't need instructions.
Of course.
All right, and it is now time.
I love that show.
Have you watched Last Man Standing?
Yes.
And your thoughts?
I actually like it.
I like Nancy Travis, I think, better than Patricia Richardson, if you don't know what we're talking about. But I like her character a lot better than Patricia Richards. I think she's like, I like Nancy Travis anyway. I do. She's just
I
one
think
of those
Home
women
Improvement
that,
was Home Improvement.
But Home Improvement
and
was
Last
great.
Man Standing is Last yeah, Man that, Standing.
Well, it's all Tim Allen. Whatever. Yeah.
But Hector Elizondo, Jay Leno.
Yeah, Jay Leno's on Last Man Standing once in a while. Anyway, so there you go. A little Tim Allen and some random facts for you on a Wednesday morning. It is time for us to jump into the Who Cares News.
Oh.
More power. What's going on?
First, there was a TV phenom, The Masked Singer, which I keep forgetting to watch.
I wonder if it's on demand. Because, you know what? I don't even know who The Masked Singer was. I think I do, but I don't want to say because, you know, spoilers.
Because I haven't watched. I forget to watch it.
I mean, it's done. I mean, the second season's done.
Well, now Fox has announced because, you know, think of anything they can think of.
Right.
They announced they're teaming up with Ellen DeGeneres to bring us The Masked Dancer.
That sounds painful.
She's been doing The Masked Dancer segment on her own show since it's been about a year now.
Yeah, since The Masked Singer began, I think, about a year ago. Yeah. So she's doing a Masked Dancer.
Yeah, and it's a hit.
It's a big deal.
Who's going to be doing the dancing? Is it just random people, random stars?
No, I think it's going to be celebs. It's got to be celebs.
Yeah, random celebs.
Why would you care? Yeah.
Because we don't know all the dancers.
Dance? Can they not dance? Is Jennifer Lopez going to be a judge? I don't know.
If Bill Nye the Science Guy does
well,
it, I
we'll
think we'll know
who it is. Yeah, because he's tall and lanky and he can't dance.
Yes.
I think this is going to put Dancing with the Stars out of business.
I don't think that'll ever happen.
No,
it just seems like that show will be on when I'm...
No.
I'll hear it down the hall in the nursing home when I'm passing away, probably.
With Jeopardy.
Yes, Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune.
There'll be Pat Sajak with his walker and his oxygen.
Anyway.
It's going to have dancing in full head-to-toe costumes, just like The Masked Singer.
I think that's dangerous.
Now, and don't despair, The Masked Singer is heading into its third season.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is.
With the Pimp Spot premiere after the Super Bowl on February the 2nd.
It just wrapped the second season, so this is quite back-to-back.
Well, we all know everybody does two seasons a year.
They're going to run out of people to mask. I think
they'll never run out of people to mask. There's plenty
I think they will.
There's plenty of B, C, D, E, F listers out there. Kathy Griffith.
You remember the first year, everybody thought it was Kylie Jenner. One of them was Kylie Jenner, and it ended up being Rumor Willis. You talk about your C, D listers.
Uh-huh. Flava Flav. He'll be on the clock on the outside.
Donny Osmond. Yeah. Anyway,
I like Donny Osmond.
Donny was good as a peacock. I guessed that, though, from, like, the second time he was on.
I never have.
Anyway,
I should sit down and binge watch
we
this.
We digress.
The woman who was the inspiration for Jennifer Lopez's character in Hustlers.
Oh, speaking of J-Lo. Mm-hmm.
She's suing the production company.
Oh, is she?
She is. Amantha Barbash.
Yeah.
She claims they used her likeness and her story without her permission.
Really? So now the deal, Hustlers, I didn't see the movie. J-Lo gets back at a club or something that's run by a bunch of idiot guys. And it's a strip club, right? And I don't think that J-Lo gets naked in it or anything like that.
You would have already seen it if she did.
Damn right I would have, at least online.
All right, so she also says they defamed her in the process.
How can you be defamed when you're a stripper?
Allegedly.
I mean, if J-Lo was going to play me as a stripper, I would have no complaints. None whatsoever.
No, but her ass is different than yours.
That's true.
Allegedly, producers approached her. They approached her to get her consent, but she turned them down.
She turned them down, doggone.
Why? Why? So they made the movie anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And while J-Lo's character obviously is based on her,
yeah,
she says it is.
Yeah.
Samantha says the character in the film also did things that were untrue and offensive. No.
Hello, stripper. Hello.
So she's suing for a cool $40 million.
Are you kidding me?
I kid you not.
She's not going to get that.
But she might get some. If she can prove that's,
well,
you know.
I think there's proof that they came to her. She turned them down because she wanted more money.
Mm-hmm.
And so now the onus is on her lawyers to go into court and go like, they, you know, they got to prove that they based this character totally on her,
right,
without her permission.
So did they change
her
the
likeness,
story?
Well, but likeness, that's an interesting thing because that would really require that her face should have been in the movie. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. Did it make $40 million?
Now, she wants it to be known that it's important to note that she's not suing J-Lo.
Well, no.
Just the production company.
Just the production company, which probably is owned by J-Lo. But,
so here's something that ain't going to happen. When,
yeah, what's that?
She also wants an order requiring producers to turn over all copies of the movie.
Oh, come on.
I know. Right?
Now, it sounds like this was a gold-digging thing from the beginning.
Gold digger.
She probably wanted way too much money. Producers said, go pound sand.
Go pound sand.
There are lawyers at every studio. And they do make sure that crap like this doesn't really happen. So
well, yeah, but then again,
I think this is what you call a frivolous lawsuit. She wasn't going to get $40 million to begin with. So I don't know what her beef is. If I were her hit movie, I'd say $1 million. $1 million for my
least
story? No, I think that's it. I think that's it. That's all the story is worth. The story, they don't even pay that. Anyway, we digress. You know who's worth $1 million?
Halle Berry.
You betcha. And then some.
Halle, I need help.
You need help.
Help me, Halle. That's what I should do as a hashtag, help me, Halle.
All right. Back tomorrow with more Frivolities. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.